This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
All right. You are listening to the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandy Grayson, and
April Kigaya,
your favorite cousin Clyde,
and our
producer Luke.
All right. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. We are so excited to be in the studio today.
Yes.
We have so much to talk about, so much to catch up on, and these folks actually showed up for work. So that's like,
oh Lord.
Hey y'all, did y'all miss me?
No, I didn't. I was by myself last week after
Luke, did you miss me?
No.
Brandy and I had a great show last
week.
Okay,
cool, cool, cool,
cool. He wanted to say yes, but Brandy gave him the evil eye. So
the evil, ooh,
he had to say no.
Well, we back. What's up?
What's up? Okay, we're going to start today as we mostly always do, except for last week when I was by myself. So anyway.
She held it down, y'all. Y'all know she got it.
That's not the point.
You're right.
Just because the Black woman can hold it down don't mean we should be left alone.
You're right. I was in Barcelona and
that was
I'm
part
back.
Of the topic though last week.
It was.
Was just exactly that.
Exactly.
What? Oh.
How y'all just leave
how
Black
America
women.
Ooh, they wrong. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about that today because I am still grieving.
He's projecting like a mother. Look at him. Who you vote for?
I voted for Kamala, baby. My vote is public. Do I need to show it?
Okay.
I think we all need to be sure who we voted for.
How did you get there, though? That's the...
How did I get to the vote?
Because you weren't sure, remember?
Oh, Black women. Oh, but we're not going to do it because the data shows that Black men had y'all back. The most.
Barely.
Oh, no.
Y'all
no. It
barely
wasn't barely.
Did, but anyway.
I have the numbers.
Anyway.
We can add it
y'all
up.
Y'all went in the 90s like we were, but we ain't going to talk about that.
We were in the 78% compared to the 50, 40, 30%.
The others? Okay.
Of the others.
Let's rail it in a little bit, and then we'll go back into the conversation.
Because we could do that. I'm going to defend Black men today.
Okay.
Because we did.
You going to defend Black men today?
Today.
Not tomorrow, but today. I got their back. I'm a Black man tomorrow. You today.
Know, but we're going to check in. We're going to get back. We're going to talk about this more. But we're going to check in right now.
Okay, cool. Let's start with our updates on relationships. For our listeners, we always start our show with Black love. For Black people known as Black, Black love is revolutionary and it is political. A lot of people don't see it as political, but when you love Black, love yourself and center Black people, it's a political and revolutionary statement and a way of being. So we like to start our show there. So let's start with April because she said that she wanted to go first. So go ahead, Miss Kageo.
Bless the mic.
Yeah, I wanted to go first and get out the way because I had a morning. Try not to cry.
I'm sorry.
You got this.
I'm sorry, Bookie. It's okay. She gonna cry and laugh.
Here you go.
Can we just acknowledge how Black women be like, I'm not gonna cry.
Yeah, and we cry. It's okay. This is a safe space.
On air.
Yeah.
With thousands of listeners across.
Y'all need to know this is what we go through.
It is.
What's going on, sister?
Yeah, what's up, babe?
On air and on camera.
That's... It's okay.
And breathe a little bit because you ain't got to tell us everything, right?
I mean, I'm not going to tell y'all anything. But, had a
challenging morning.
Challenging morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say that to get it out the way.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how we wear masks, so yes. I'm going to act like everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's it. So,
well, great. Nothing, check in. You know, you could have just kept that. But you know, we're going
to But I mean, I can't, I had to say something to get out the way.
Because it's the truth.
You know what I mean? So,
we feel.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Is it
relationship based? So that's what y'all need to know.
Okay. Yep. Got it.
Yep.
It's going to get better, though.
Yeah.
It's going
to
get better.
We about to start drinking, y'all.
Okay.
10:35.
I know.
I could use a margarita.
We were talking about this coming on the elevator. Just keep on punching compounding. And punching and punching, right?
Yeah.
And what is he pruning us for? He's pruning us for something.
Is she pruning us or he pruning us?
Whoever at this point, right?
They.
But you know, we got to keep our head right. X's and I's and O's. Listen, but we just gotta stay high. Like, we just gotta know that this is for a reason.
Yes.
Like, that's how I've been getting by.
Absolutely.
With it all. So,
you're tuned into the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your hostess with the mostest, Brandy Grayson, and my co-hostess,
April Kigaya.
favorite cousin Clyde and
producer Luke.
I'm going to say my real name.
So go ahead, Clyde. Give us a check in on how you're doing in relationship, love and stuff.
In relationships, I'm still looking for a man.
He ain't looking for a man. He's looking for men.
I'm thinking about men. Okay. Ooh, I met a man yesterday. Well, I've been knowing him, and he said that he was in a multiple women.
When you a relationship.
A poly relationship. Uh-huh. And they was going through it because one of the women wanted to be the alpha in the whole relationship, even over him. And I was like, I don't know what to say. Like, I
was
ain't
he
never,
feminine?
No, he was a man, girl. He was cursing and everything.
That make him a man.
Class. He was angry.
He was aggressive, made him a man.
Very aggressive. I said, you cannot be like this. But anyways.
Were y'all flirting? Because we were not flirting.
Okay. But I was grocery shopping last week. Okay. And groceries are very expensive. So that's what made me think about I need to be in a three-way relationship.
You made that post.
Yeah, I did. I'm serious.
What was your post?
My post was if anybody is looking for a third and we can feed each other and he help pay rent. And
so three men?
No, it could be anybody at this point because the money is the bills don't have a sex. He said,
what did you say? Your post was like, do you need a second
anybody
or third boyfriend
looking for
or something?
A boyfriend or a third?
You don't even care.
So if you are a woman, you got a husband, and you looking for another boyfriend, y'all want a boyfriend in a relationship? I will be that. If you are a man. If we could, y'all, we just got to split
these
bills.
You want a compound.
Oh, it's getting bad, girl.
You want a compound.
Lord, help us, Jesus.
I'm looking. Y'all can hit up 92.7.
You have any radio station?
Yeah, media.
Yes, if you looking for
me. For the queer black guy, okay. The only one that's on the station.
And she bad. When I tell y'all she bad.
Wait, who bad? She or
me.
Okay,
that's my third person.
Oh, you refer to yourself as a she.
Yeah,
or he or them, depending on how he's
Or Z or
a T.
Wait, okay, can I ask you a question? What is Z? What is Z? What is that?
I don't know what
it's
Z
non-conforming.
Is. Zimmy Neutron?
No, stop it.
Okay,
it's not.
Jimmy Neutron. I used to love that show.
You know what?
Okay. Zari. Okay, Brandy, how about yourself? Let's do your check-in.
Okay.
Where you at? Because Brandy, she...
You are tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM, and we're going over self-care and love. We always start our show this way. And for me, I've had a lot of aha moments. I've been struggling big time, y'all. I think it's the season two. December represents a lot of deaths in my families. My mom died. Is when my brother died. It's when my brother murdered his children and his baby mamas. So it's this just a season of grieving and remembering. Yeah. And my mom's partner just passed, and my mom is grieving and trying to hold space for all of that. And then my kid's dad is in prison. He went to jail last month. That's been challenging for me, like not having support like that, like at home with my son or being able to run to the store or make plans on the weekend. There is nobody, you know what I mean? So all of that has been contributing, I think, to my depression and my low mood and energy. And not to even say like work has been on 10. White people have been acting a muck. Oh my God, these systems from our just funders and systems, and not because they've just been causing additional challenges that don't even make sense. And then after we work through it, they're like, oh, I guess it wasn't that big of a deal. Well, I guess so. But after you cost me 10 or 12 more hours of navigating, you know, and just managing staff, it's just been really compounding. And as it relates to my personal relationship with my partner, you know, I don't tell y'all my business. I do talk too much. Someone told me about my business. But one of the things that I've just been settling with or trying to reconcile in myself is the hate that we have for each other. And not just so as a woman, I'm always pointing to the man, like men hate women. But what I'm starting to realize is just how much I hate men. And I don't think we talk about it enough. And I don't mean it from a place of like, I mean what I said. Like, I've just been doing some self-reflecting, and like this context of white supremacy really have us just vomiting on each other, and just noticing how I've been showing up in our relationship and just making him the only one accountable for it, and then trying to balance that without like dismissing my own emotions. So I'm just trying to figure out how to maneuver that, like the part of white supremacy that has us hating each other and the part of white supremacy that we are missing the words and emotional intelligence intelligence and the maturity to communicate with each other in a healthy, safe way.
Yeah.
And at the same time, holding each other accountable with giving each other grace because we exist in this environment has been a really hard thing for me. And I'm trying to reconcile it. Like what, because then you start looking up stuff. It's like looking up WebMD.
Yeah.
And then
you're like,
all of a sudden someone becomes their non-accountability or my feeling of not having empathy means that you're a narcissist. Mm-hmm. You know, we go from this one extreme to the next. So I'm just trying to find balance of how do I love a black man in the way that allows him to soften up and be vulnerable and grow while protecting myself from some of his own vomit. So you know what I mean? So it's just like this push and pull.
Yeah.
And me and him have been really talking a lot about it, but sometimes he doesn't necessarily have the words either because men aren't necessarily taught to communicate.
And then
how do I balance my priorities with where he's at, what I need, and the 60-40 rule. Like your man is 60% what you need. You probably need 20 or 30. How do we get there? How do we grow? So all of that. That was a lot. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show.
That was enough. That was enough. You know, I think like, because I know a little bit about your relationship, you guys are two high performing people.
Yeah.
And I think maybe what will help is you guys got to cut some things off so that you guys can spend more time getting to know one another, right? Mm-hmm. Like we be in relationships and we be working 40 hour jobs each. And it's like, we only see each other when we eat this cold food from last night.
Yeah.
And then we expect to be happy.
That's true. And that's one of the things he complains about. Like, because we are working all day. We get home. He gets home at 8 or something. I get home. I'm tired. I'm taking care of the kids, putting them to bed. By the time he get home, I'm like, I ain't got nothing for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He ain't got nothing for me. He tired. So the expectation of how do we, pour into each other and balance
2 days out of the week. Y'all need to make 2 days out of the week that you guys spent at least 5 to 8 hours together. Mm. Like, you have to make time for that, especially when you're trying to heal from the trauma that you speak about when it comes down to, like, racism and why I hate black women, why I hate black men. Y'all gotta love on each other.
Yeah, y'all can't be giving each other fumes.
That's what I'm saying, but that's how it ends up being for a lot of us in relationships, right?
Because
we're constantly fighting, because I want you to be something. And what the conversation we had the other day is like, how can we stop focusing on what I can get from you and start focusing on what I can give to you.
Yeah, because let a black man be lazy, all of that energy starts to build up. Even for me, like, I think that's what keeps me out of relationships. And I'm like, you didn't take the trash out.
You didn't do this.
I go to like that. You're lazy. Yeah. This, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, in that calling them out is coming from a different place.
And it's not even about that person.
Yes.
And then a lot of men, generally speaking, they don't talk like we talk. So the way they validate them. And then that's what I mean. Like, even when talking about like people's stuff, it feels like I'm justifying and excusing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like behavior. And then people be like, well, that's emotional abuse. And that makes you think that way. I don't think it's emotional abuse. I think we abuse each other.
Yeah.
So I want to talk more about that in different ways.
Yeah.
It's weird. I've just been doing a lot of reflecting, a lot of like writing, a lot of journaling. And then I'm watching it play out at work too about how black women treat black women in our space. We're predominantly black led, black women led.
This part.
And we be hating each other and we hate on each other.
Yeah.
And it's because we are always reflecting this. Let's just talk about it.
Y'all
tune in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl, Brandi Grayson, hostess with the mostest, and...
Hey, Brookie Gaya.
Your favorite cousin, Clyde, and...
Luke.
We'll be back in a gym.
He said Luke.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
on the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM, WMDX. We're happy to be back. Prior to the break, April Kagea, myself, Clyde, and our producer Luke was talking about, well, Luke wasn't, you know, these conversations, Luke just kind of stay in the background.
But we about to pull him in this
part. Luke be like,
we gotta see what white people do. They hate each other.
Luke be ready to jump in, like, where the white, oh, no, not right there, not right there.
He's
hold
so
on.
Respectful.
Like, where's our white translator? Not now, Luke, not right now, not right now. So prior to the break, we were talking about really the hate that black people known as black project onto each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we were specifically relating it to relationships and how I have been doing a lot of reflecting on how I show up in my relationship with my partner, and really not recently, not just reflecting on recently, but the entirety of our relationship,
mm-hmm.
and how I have this image of a man that actually doesn't fit him.
Mm-hmm.
And if we, from my image of what a man should be, I compare it to him, and then I project and I have resentment. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times that resentment is felt, and generally speaking, men have a way, and correct me if I'm wrong, Luke and Clyde.
Clyde,
I mean, y'all see.
Yeah.
She was going to say your name. Relax. Yeah. Right. Oh. Damn, he about to jump up like, wait.
I'm a man today,
right. He's like, I'm a man.
I might be a woman today.
We know. Relax. Hey, can she finish the sentence? My goodness.
But one thing I've noticed about men generally, is that there's always exceptions, is that when they feel not supported, not loved, nagged at, or hated on, they go to find validation in other women. And they do that. And this is not just hetero men. There might be other men that do it with men. So yeah. I'm not just making this absolute, but this need to validate that feeling of being rejected and not loved. Mm-hmm. And sex has been the thing. That yeah. has been approved by our society in the way to get back. Mm. You know, so I've just been reflecting, not to excuse or justify.
Is it get back or feel validated?
But I don't know, right? Mm-hmm. And it's both. Hard sometimes. Yeah. I think it is both. And I'm just not talking specifically about my partner. I'm talking about
everybody
and how yeah. I've been witnessing some of these conversations and trying to hold space for women in these relationships and not to dismiss what they're feeling, right? And what they're trying to get their partners to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so what's your thoughts? Like, how do we navigate this thing of black hate, self-hate, projection on one another? Even with our elections, we saw it. Yes,
yes.
Black men showed up at 78%, and they showed up in some counties less, and it cost us the win
yeah.
in the state. So there's some hate, not just of women, but a particular kind of hate against black women, and then another level of hate that black women have towards black men.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it. What y'all think?
Well, I think it also starts within ourselves,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I think there's also this level of self-hate that we project
yes.
upon. Because
yes.
you had mentioned, Brandy, before the break about even within your organization.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That
yes,
you
yes,
see
yes.
it within the black women. And
yes.
I think we use that and we project, like even within Madison, there's mm-hmm. this
yes.
culture of Madison is so small when it comes mm-hmm. to the black community, especially mm-hmm. within the African American women community, that we have these little cliques. And it's like,
yeah.
you guys, there's 20 of us.
Yeah.
Why do we have these cliques?
Six cliques.
Like,
yeah.
are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, well, you're friends with her, so you can't be in this group. And like, y'all, come on.
Well,
yeah.
first of all, April don't let you be friends with nobody she don't like. So can we just point that out?
Okay, first,
so
I don't
she
even know.
Me, but that's okay.
I'm not sure why you calling me out because, like, I feel attacked. But see, this is what I'm talking
about. That's what
about.
We talk about. This is exactly
you know what?
Talk,
you know what,
right
Brandy?
There.
I'm glad you, because it's a clear example right now. Why are you calling
it
me out?
Up just
I'm on your show.
Girl.
And you're right. This is a clear
Ooh-wee.
Example of hate right here. No, but you're right.
But how do we
because,
heal from
no,
that?
No, but I do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm a product of, not yeah. to make an excuse, but I'm
yeah.
a product of the society,
yeah.
of this culture, because
yeah.
it's like, you get put in these boxes of, well, you can't be friends with all of these people.
Because yeah. mm-hmm.
if you're friends with Brandy, then you can't be friends with
yeah.
this
they
other person. I'm not going to name names.
Yeah.
But it's like, why can't we all be in
okay.
this group?
If you're friends with Brandy, there's a long list of people that you
know. But you see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah. And it's sad because within the black, that small 20 people here,
yeah.
we just do it to each other.
We do it to each other. And
yeah.
then, yeah, you become a victim
yeah.
of it. And yes,
yeah.
absolutely. I do it 100%.
Yeah.
Like,
I had it real bad a while ago. I'm just starting to now. Like,
look
get
at
out
it.
Of that, right?
You're
like,
tuned
listen.
In to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX. And we're just talking about black self-hate and how we project. Go ahead, Clyde.
So how do we start to heal? Is it a place
it's
where
hard,
we almost
though.
Need to hold a conversation?
I think, though, the self-reflection is one. Right,
yeah.
we have to be able
yeah.
to see the devil in us, because a lot of times we're so constantly pointing out where my man's doing this, men doing this, they doing this, but what are you doing? Because the one thing that I had an epiphany about this morning is the thing that I teach. It's like you teach stuff and it doesn't even land on you.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
it's like conceptually, but
you're
today,
like out there,
yeah, out
but not
there.
Here.
And I'm gonna teach everybody else what y'all should
right.
be doing.
But I'm not gonna follow it though.
I'm gonna give you
yeah.
a little bit on that. So you know the fruit trees,
mm-hmm.
when the fruit fall from the trees,
yeah.
the fruit is not for the trees; it's for the people.
Amen.
So everything is not always for you,
you right?
So,
but it should be,
yeah.
Because how you gonna be teaching?
But an
something?
Apple tree can't eat an apple.
That's, see, but ooh, you think you deep today? All right, sermon for your foot.
You hear me?
Okay.
No, but look,
Deacon Clay.
But to answer your question though, Brandy, but how do you do that when you can't Like, how can we bring a group together when they're not going to come together? Because if I were to call a group,
no, that gonna, is the, true.
Oh, well, April's but calling, hey, it, so I can't come. But this Brandy's calling it, so
but
I can't
this is
come.
The epiphany I
have
this
heard
morning.
That so many
it's
times.
Not gonna
like,
work.
If she gonna be there, I'm not gonna be
right,
there. He gonna be there,
work.
I'm not gonna be there.
Okay, hold on, y'all. This is the epiphany I had. Like, we keep asking for things that we're not willing to give ourselves. So the, yeah. What I was saying is that I teach people you attract who you are. You mm-hmm. attract in the universe what you are. And oftentimes we want our men and our friends and the world to be different. But again, how are we showing up? So one of the things I've been struggling with is how do I balance who I am, what I need with the things that my partner need and where he's at and his trauma mm-hmm. and the trauma bond that we formed and the non-trauma bond and how holding each other accountable. And the one thing that I woke up with this morning from my ancestors was like, you have to, if you, because I'm just going to be clear on this, y'all. There's been moments I wake up, I'm like, I've got to be done with this man, right? Mm-hmm. And I make all the justification. He's a narcissist. He's this. He's not loving. He's this. But then when I sit back and think about all the times that he does show up in opposite of that, I'm like, well, that can't be 100% because he is very much so caring and mm-hmm. considerate and empathetic. But when I get on my rant page, I be on my rant page. Mm-hmm. And then it came to me this morning, like, you have to love him in ways that he's never been loved, which means that in order to get him to love you in ways he's never loved, you have to show him differently.
It. Yeah.
And you have to be patient. And the thing that's hard for women is that whether we recognize it or not, the world is led by us through us. Mm-hmm. And when great power comes great responsibility. And mm-hmm. that power, that weight of that crown could be very heavy. Mm-hmm. And the conversation I have to like navigate and reconcile is it worth it? And you yeah. don't know if it's worth it, if love is worth it until you actually do it.
Yeah.
So I've been, go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead,
but
sis.
My question remains, mm-hmm. how do we do it? So let's say we
with
call a community
people.
Conversation.
But maybe we don't start with a community conversation. Maybe we start with 3 people, 7 people, and we build.
I think when it comes down to community in Madison, Wisconsin, we've all been doing the work for a very long time, right? Mm. And enough is enough. We do need to have a hard conversation that is titled that. We are going to have a hard conversation.
You know what reminds me of Sabrina Madison's old thing that she used to do?
The mixtapes?
Oh my God, I miss those so mm-hmm. bad. Mm-hmm. And she's another person she's an Alder person. I don't know what district. I think East Side. Mm-hmm. I just know she's yeah. at Rennebaum Park. But yep. she's another Black woman that's been in our community leading in different ways. And there's been like, I don't know. I just wish that we had more of those conversations that we can focus on. But then it's like, do we start the conversation? Anyway, I don't know.
I think we do need it because, again, our school district is failing. Our health system is failing. Our justice system is failing.
Everything.
And the Republicans are running the
country.
House of Representatives.
The House
we
of Representatives.
Really come together
Senate,
at this point.
Everything. The executive.
Running yeah. everything.
The Supreme Court. Y'all are
we
out
gonna come
luck.
Back and talk about the
yes,
whole
because
election.
This whole
shebang,
new cabinet ran by the what do you call that? Back page, never mind. We'll talk about y'all new president and y'all people that's going to be,
girl,
that's gonna be running this.
Yeah.
He ain't my president. You're listening
well,
to the Black
is.
Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about who Trump has appointed. Mm-hmm. It is a show, mm-hmm. to say the least. Stay tuned.
Luke looked at you like, what you going to say?
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
All right, you guys. We are back on the Black Conversion Show, 92.7 FM, WMDX. Your girl, Brandy Grayson.
April Kigeya.
Favorite cousin, Clyde. And
producer, Luke.
All right.
Luke in the background. He our white translator.
Yes.
So we need to transition to talking about who your boy, your new president, Trump, has elected to his cabinet. It is a show, y'all. I don't know if y'all be paying attention, and it makes me more angry at people who didn't vote or who voted for him, because a lot of the excuses for people was like, well, I didn't vote because it's the same bird. Like, okay, we'll talk about that. that in a minute. Let's
different
first,
wings on the same bird.
And
type
all
of
that's
thing.
True.
Yeah.
And you're playing chess, not checkers, dude. I know most people can't comprehend what chess looks like, but you can't. Okay, let's just stop there. Brandy, let's get back to our transition. Prior to break, we were talking about Black love, self-care, and really the hate that we project onto one another and how it is so apparent. And I had said that not only in my relationship with my partner, but even in my relationship with my children. Like, I think if we really pay attention to how we respond to people, we could see our own disconnect and our self-hate. And if we pay attention, like, I've been just paying attention to my staff and, like, how people show up in conversations, and they always start with, I feel. I feel like, or my feelings are heard, or I feel like that was disrespectful. Like, sometimes I want to say, like, we've done this whole feeling things too much. Like, your feelings are rooted in a nervous system that has been controlled and anchored in white supremacy and this matrix programming that has you oftentimes feeling inferior, feeling defeated, feeling judged and paranoid. And then you project those things on other people. So even if I walk in a room and I'm like, hey, girl, you're like, I don't like her tone. I feel like she said. And it's just like, girl,
I
shut
feel like
up.
She's trying to be weird.
Damn,
like,
what? No, I'm tired
no,
of
seriously.
It. I'm tired of us feeling like our feelings are it. Your feelings are actually an illusion. Your feelings are rooted in the nervous system that has been destroyed because of the environment of white supremacy. You're always hypervigilant.
It's going to be that today.
Hypervigilant. I can't even say it.
I know
you
what
have
you mean.
These exaggerated responses to situations because of your trauma and because of your views on the world and other Black people and how you see people. And then you want me to hold space for your feelings. And I be wanting to say to people, I don't have time for your feelings. This isn't about your feelings. This is about what is the results that we're trying to get at. What's the next best appropriate action? And let's move from there. I don't want to talk about how you feel all the time. I am not your therapist, your coach, or your mama.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel. Like, we've been doing this whole feeling thing
so you
with
feel.
People. Girl, yeah. Yes, I did just talk about,
so it's
my
about
feelings.
Your feelings, though. It's about your feelings.
Thank you, friend, for reflecting that.
Okay.
And I'm mad.
You know, for me, this
Since
year.
I'm mad. I take that because that was all about my feelings. I'm tired
for
y'all.
Me, I feel like this year I've been working on not using the word I feel and saying, like, I'm mad or I'm happy about this.
Oh, describing your feelings.
Yes, okay. And then not being impulsive and then not being triggered. Okay. So those are the three things I've been working on all this year. And that's I kind of see myself getting better at all three of those things, but it takes a lot of time.
It does.
And I don't know why as Black folks we'd be like, I feel like that comes from a place of, like, not even owning.
Well, I know why.
Go ahead.
I think because through slavery, we were shut down. It wasn't about us. We were thrown into the work. We had to perform.
It didn't matter how we felt.
We were there doing something for somebody else. We were show horses. We were
mules.
We were mules. It was all about doing something for someone else. And then finally it got to a point of, how are you? Is everything okay for you? And then it was like, let's reflect. Because for me, like, growing up in a household where I was never asked, how are you doing?
Yeah.
How was it? And then as an adult, it was finally reflecting on,
Because that's such a powerful
in
statement
a relationship,
nowadays.
I was like, wait, I don't, even in my first marriage, it was never about
you,
about me. I was a mother and I never reflected on how am I doing. So even now, struggling to find
articulate
my
the
voice.
Words. Yeah, that's true.
So, like, that's why I was like, damn, bro, you hard as hell. Like, what you mean? Like, it's da-da-da. I'm like, you mean as.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
No,
but that is the conclusion of someone being like Black women. Even that is like, you're mean because you said you're tired of people talking about their feelings. But in actuality, what's so mean about that? What's so mean that about people making life decisions and picking a politician based on a feeling and not facts?
Yeah.
There's certain things in our life we have to move away from our feelings and look at what things are. We now have a president of the United States who's illiterate, can't put a sentence together, can't lead, can't guide, and the whole cabinet is full of these loyalists, people who have flipped from Democratic to a whole other extreme based on politics and money. So now we're about to have people running the country who's not even like
companies, but don't know how to run a country.
Y'all ain't even read Project 25. A lot of y'all just had a feeling that, you know, I'm just so tired of things and I feel, but you didn't read. Yeah. So I'm tired of people not reading. I'm tired of people not developing themselves.
But you know what I've had to do because I work with kids is realize that the literacy is very serious. And when where we are now, our black kids are learning at a 50% level compared to their white peers. This is why. This is why they're raised like this, so that when they get to these higher offices, they have no room. Their literacy is off.
Clyde, you said get into a higher office. Our kids don't get into higher offices.
Because they're literally educated not to get into these spaces. Right. And so this starts way before we even get to the White House, right? And that's what we need to start understanding as people. And like you said, like, don't get me wrong, I'm pretty sure we have some black folks that we was like, who? What? What are you saying?
You're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl Brandi Grayson.
April Kigaya.
Your favorite cousin Clyde. But like, I've had a lot of conversations with folks that are black, and I don't want to just say black folks did a bad job because they turned up at the polls and it's a fact, but they would say things that I would just look at them and be like, are you serious?
Well, because they're unread. And I think part of the challenge is because we do Google and everything is, you know, we think information is just at our fingertips, that we actually don't read, we don't analyze, we're not critical thinkers, and too many of us are waiting for people to direct us. Just tell me what to do. And even at work, when I have to tell my staff, no, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to give you a directive and a task, and I want you to actually figure out what to do.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes people get really upset. They just ain't got no structure. Ain't got no this. The structure is you.
Yeah.
I actually want
That's
you
what you're here for,
to become
is to be the
a
structure.
Critical thinker. And in you developing your critical thinking skills, you develop yourself. You can no longer continue just to Google and not think. And mind but you, I do support Google, and I support
And let's talk about what was AI. At Google, because Google had everything. Google had the information about the Department of Education.
They did.
Google had the information about
Project
what's going to go
to
Project 25, all of that. So it was there.
But let's not forget, though, people read headlines and they don't read any further.
Yeah.
People will read like a text and they won't do research. They won't look for multiple sources.
Yeah,
they'll look at one thing and like, okay, that's what it is. And they won't do the research.
Yeah, everybody keeps talking about Project 25, but tell me something out of Project 25, right?
Well, there won't be no more abortions for y'all.
Okay.
So all the baby daddies that don't want to pay child support, get ready for women to drop them babies off your doorsteps.
Yeah. Project 25. They're not playing about that.
Let's talk about how they're going to remove the rights from transgender and gay people from adopting children. Can we talk about the elimination of the Department of Education, the people who our job is to make sure that there's equal education throughout the country, that
IEPs, free and reduced lunch.
So
speaking about the gays, because I'm one of the gays, right?
Hey,
so the gays, if they didn't wake up.
Hi, gay person.
Hello, straight. If they didn't wake up, it's way deeper than that.
Wait, we got a gay here too?
Yeah. It's way deeper than that for us. And some of the
You're a minority, Brandi.
Yes.
And some
I think Brandi might, you know.
I think so, too.
I think so, too.
I think she's definitely curious, if not anything else.
Very butchy. Very butchy.
Butchy. Very queer-like. So either I'm gay or I hate gays. But today I'm gay.
Yeah, today you could be that.
Not just today, but anyway.
Every
we'll talk about that
I'm
another
gay?
Time. Uh-huh.
When I met my,
so.
Look, when
Brandi
I met Brian, anyway. She in the back page looking for some, you know what.
But no, so let me talk about my people, right? It gets deeper than just adopting kids. They're literally trying to take out the sexual orientation part of discrimination on
applications,
jobs, and all that. And then they put in some clauses that say folks that look like they have body dysphoria, so trans people, they spoke about HIV even in this Project 25 and said something about that in regards to discrimination. I said, this is Christian extremism.
Nationalist.
At its finest. So they
and
half
of the people
wake up.
And the crazy thing about extreme Christianism, I just made another word, but about them and the ideas is that people don't even really know who God is.
Yeah.
Like, you think God would like discriminate against people?
Yeah. I can't wait till he come. Because
he gonna come?
I feel he ain't come on November 5th, did he? I was waiting for him. I thought I was gonna wake.
Y'all prayers was not answered. Where was y'all God?
Man, when I tell you I woke up, I said, this can't be real.
You don't believe in God no more?
I believe in God. I just don't believe he white. I believe he a dark-skinned person. But I feel like at this point,
the fact that he just put God, dark-skinned, and a person in the same sentence is, I'm through with all y'all.
Listen, I believe
I that
in
Jesus
this next 4 years... It was Jesus.
So Brandy is gay today. Jesus is black.
And Jesus was the person.
I thought it was Jesus.
And Jesus didn't respond to God. Or okay, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl Brandy Grayson
and Pookie Gaya.
Your favorite cousin Clyde and
producer Luke.
He's so confused.
I keep about to say my real name.
So we've just been talking about black love, relationships, black inferiority, these ideas that we project on to one another, the consequence of existing in white supremacy, the program, the matrix, the politics, and how people often are unread. We focus on how we feel. And there's a place and time under the sun for everything, including your feelings. Like, there's a space to talk about your feelings. And there's also time to take your feelings, put them to the side, and talk about facts and what your strategy is. We're not playing chess. I mean, we're playing chess and not checkers. And people went to the polls this year, act like we was playing checkers. And that was crazy to me.
And who was those people?
Mostly brown people.
No. We're not going to do
black,
that.
Brown men.
No, definitely not men. We
brown,
already
white did. Women.
You could tell that my girl is not on social media because we already figured out who to point the fingers at.
White and
that
women was and white men.
And Asians and Hispanics.
There's not, I just said brown. Hispanics are brown people.
Oh, okay, I thought you said black people.
I did not. You see how you heard what showed, you wanted
right,
to hear?
You're right.
And that's
that
not
hate.
What
that's
I said.
Hate
you
I
was
have
ready.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the hate for black women, Clyde. Come on now.
Yeah, you was ready.
But what we do know is that black African people showed up to the polls for Kamala Harris more than any other race. We wasn't even close to whites, Hispanics, Asians.
So all I'm saying is moving forth, 2025 is no longer black and brown in my conversation.
Yeah, it's black.
It's black. But it's always been black in my conversation. But there's been this push, but we got to be more inclusive. And I keep telling people, it's not about disunity. It's about focusing on our objectives, because everybody but black people are encouraged and welcome to focus on their own objectives.
Yeah.
And the challenge, because we have been the foundation and we are the foundation of white supremacy, meaning that we exist in a dimension of relativity. One thing cannot exist without the other. So in this dimension of matrix and white supremacy, we have this idea of white supremacy. In order for white supremacy to exist, black inferiority has to exist. So we have this relationship with this power dynamic that no other race, no other people have, because we were the slaves, right? And we survived it. They tried to enslave the indigenous people. They died, okay? They died, didn't work out. So they said, you know what? We're going to use these black people. And it worked out. So we built this whole country. So we have this dynamic of, like, you know, I don't even want to get into the analysis of that. But however, because of this dynamic, people known as black need to cultivate our goals, our objectives, and then strategize and go forth. We need to educate our children. We need to have more conversations, more community building, more collaboration, more cooperative, and we have to be political in our relationships.
I was already feeling like that, but this election confirmed
it did.
That Clyde just focused on black folks, and that is it. And when I'm sitting at any table, and if you invite me to any table, that is the only people I want to talk about. I don't even want to talk about the gays. I just want to talk about black folks. Mm. Like, it's
you
just...
You about to be cut off if you ain't going to talk about gay people, Clyde. And you a gay person?
It ain't happening.
And I'm gay too now.
We ain't all show gay
now.
See, that was time to say I've been gay. Somebody told Brian when he met me, I've been gay, and I was dating a woman. I said, where was she? What's her name?
True.
I said, Brandy, somebody
told me. We gotta get into that right
did.
Now, Brandy.
I mean, I do like women.
April
and
knows something I don't know.
No, she don't.
Yeah, I do.
What you know, girl? Let's spill the beans.
We'll say that for next week.
The coming out of Brandy
Grayson.
We're
not trying to out you.
Oh, did we run out of time?
No, we got about 30 seconds left.
Oh, okay, because the clock stopped. So
look,
anyway.
Now all of a sudden she's like, oh, we out of time. We gotta go.
Yeah, don't talk about my gayness. Time is up.
Time to scram.
Thank you for tuning in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX. We're going to talk about Trump and his cabinet when we get back, so stay tuned.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, y'all. You are back on the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. WMDX with your girl, Brandy Grayson.
Hey, Brookie Gaya.
Your favorite cousin, Clyde, and...
Producer Luke.
Producer Luke. He didn't get to talk not one time today. It's too many people. But we're just going to conclude we're just going to conclude on our last conversation about safe self-hate, black projection. We concluded on that. The conversation about Brandy Grayson being gay, we're going to conclude
on
that.
She is not gay.
I love gay people.
Let's not make it up.
And it's cool, but, you know, gays are good. And then we're going to talk about, we want to transition into this text message that went out on this national platform. And all of a sudden, they're like, we don't know how that happened. It was a violation of our policy, and we don't know who did it. Luke, can we take a quick listen to this clip?
If not thousands of Black Americans across at least 16 states, and those here in Illinois tell me they worry physical violence could be next.
It says, good morning. You have been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation.
Teresa Aguda woke up to this message the morning after Election Day. It says she can expect, quote, executive slaves to pick her up and take her to a plantation.
I said, well, you know what? They come here, I got something for them. I don't think I'm just going to up and jump and just go and get, that's not going to happen.
Scores of these texts have Black Americans on edge in states like Georgia, North Carolina, Texas, Virginia, Alabama, Louisiana, and now here at home. Some messages were specific to the person.
They actually said my first and last name. It got as detailed as them saying, like, once you arrive to the plantation, you'll be patted down.
TextNow.com, a phone service that allows people to create phone numbers for free, says that one or more of our accounts was used to send text messages in violation of our terms of service.
Okay, Luke,
officials
that's good
here
enough.
Nationwide.
That's good enough.
My first question is, did you guys receive the text message?
Now, you know, if I did, it would have been all over Facebook.
I did not, but a lot of my staff,
I did it, so I think really? There's a, I think mm-hmm. there's I think there's a difference. I think some of them is gonna have to go. I didn't get the
what
text
do you mean?
Message.
Some of them have to go.
The people that got the text message are the people that are gonna be going to the
we
slave.
We gonna send them.
Nobody going nowhere.
And I think we're the executive slaves that they're talking about. We
gonna be in
the
big house. You the one, massa. Why that Negro not slave? You that person.
I think this list was selective.
I'm gonna be cooking in
baby.
The big house.
But, okay, I'm just telling what to round them up.
You gonna be driving the van?
Cause no, but a lot of Black kids got it, and it was like your first class will—that's where they will pick you up. It was saying detailed stuff.
Okay,
like
y'all,
that.
I just want to back up for a second to our listeners. We are totally joking, and I know you guys are like, "Can't believe they're saying that." It is inappropriate. Yeah. But as people,
I didn't get the text message.
As
though.
People known as Black, we often make fun of situations like this. But what I do know is that if somebody showed up at my house.
I'm going to have something for him. Because I'm not just going to get up. Wait, let's confirm this. Luke, did you get the text message?
No, I did not get
see,
the text message.
See, it was purposeful.
But how they know?
How they know they were Black?
Black or
that's
white.
What I'm... This is...
How?
Because Trump has taken over. And remember one of his cabinet appointments...
It was the next day.
It's going to be Elon Musk. And he's the IT person, right?
Wait, speaking of Elon Musk, did y'all get off Twitter? Are y'all on Twitter?
I've never been
on
Twitter.
I unfollowed him last night, though.
But did you get...
No,
my question was, did you get off Twitter?
I did not get off Twitter.
How you going to be on his platform?
I love Twitter.
How you going to be on Blue Sky?
Twitter is so nice.
Did you get off Twitter, Luke?
I'm working on it.
Me too.
I'm getting off of it. I'm going to delete the
app. I'm getting off Twitter. Everybody on
Twitter
Facebook,
for?
Get off
Twitter. You on Twitter?
No.
Clyde, you just said you
love
Twitter.
I'm on Twitter, and I know what's on Twitter. I'm trying to see, do y'all know what's on Twitter and why y'all on Twitter? Because Twitter is a freak show.
You just said you love Twitter.
It's owned and operated. By Elon
I love
Musk.
It.
Get off of it.
Why are you on there? And
I was
Luke, why
on
are
it
you
before-
on there?
I was addicted to it.
Oh, he's addicted.
I was.
Luke.
It's information.
Luke.
If you know Twitter, you know Twitter.
Get but off of
I'm
it.
I'm going to Blue Sky. I'm
right.
Going,
what is Blue Sky? Is that like
it's
another?
A new thing?
It's going to be hopefully
the new Twitter.
Hopefully the new
so
Twitter without Elon
Facebook
Musk.
So everybody on Facebook Live and on, listen on to Ratio, go on Blue Sky and get off Twitter because Elon Musk is a...
But y'all know Elon Musk owns a lot of things that y'all already support, right?
Like what?
I don't know. I know.
We gotta figure that out.
For how much he worth? Like
I don't own a Tesla, so that's not my problem.
I do have stock since Tesla.
Girl, sell that. Mm.
It was my first time investing on Cash App.
Oh yeah,
girl,
it was an easy way.
I've made $5,000 from that investment.
Do Elon Musk come off
today.
As racist to y'all?
No, I don't
feel like he comes off racist.
Did you know he's an immigrant?
Yeah.
He is an immigrant.
Did y'all know that his daughter? He has a trans daughter.
That he disowned.
Yeah.
And Twitter is full of like explicit things. And
is it?
This is the
is that why you like it?
That's what yes. Twitter is what you follow, Clyde. So that's all what you all follow.
Right.
Then
all right, I'm just saying that's all of that like is it. What Trump friends want to end, because Trump is not a Christian. Let's be clear. So everything that he's like, I'm gonna stop this and stop that. Elon Musk is going to suffer from something.
No, because Elon Musk is now going to be appointed by Trump. They're friends.
He
now.
Already was appointed. Yeah, he's running this brand new Department of, Luca, what is it?
Government Efficiency, but government don't efficiency. Don't call it by the acronym, because it only makes him more money, because it's the DOGE. Is
no,
the,
it's not.
Is the oh cryptocurrency, and so when you refer to it as that, then you all of a sudden then boost that brand, which Elon has like the majority shares in. So it's if you ridiculous. Talk more about that, yeah,
I'm telling y'all support him even when you're not trying to support really him. Yeah. And then Trump also replaces the 4-star general Lloyd Austin with 44-year-old anti-woke veteran and former Fox host Pete Hegseth,
which is ridiculous. He has no experience at all. That's like,
and this is
that's
the
like
Army
putting one
general?
Of us in the Pentagon. Like, what?
I can run the Pentagon, baby.
So boy he bye. Pick a fox
or girl by.
He's a boy today. He's a them boy bye. Today. So that's nice to know. So our military be ran by a fox host.
No, okay.
Not even the main Fox and Friends. He's the Saturday morning Fox and Friends co-host. So he's
That's like taking us in our 1-hour show they give
that's
us a week and making us in charge. We can't even get more than an hour.
And we can't even get here on time. And we can't even all be here
and
for a month in a row.
This we're gonna be in war. Like, we're gonna land in war, and they're gonna have all these crazy people to blame it on.
Okay, but then they also Trump also picks Matt, what's his name? Matt Gaetz?
Gaetz.
Who was under federal investigation as Attorney General.
This is sick.
That's not even the list of all his appointees. We'll talk about that next week because we were too busy talking about me being gay this week.
But it sounds like the Republicans are running majority of the House of Representatives.
No, they're running the show.
The whole thing.
Yeah, and
there's no checks
scary.
And balances now.
Yeah.
Like,
so thank you guys for not voting. We appreciate your education and your analysis of 2025.
I feel like they did vote see we turned into a Republican state. Is crazy.
Did you hear people are like, can I take my vote back? They want to keep ACA but get rid of Obamacare. It's like, y'all know that that's the same thing.
No, yeah. People are slow. Like, people so welcome to ridiculous. America, the slowest country in the world.
It really is.
People are laughing at us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm laughing.
And a lot of people are leaving. Did you guys see that? They was like, a lot of Americans are fleeing. I'm like,
all right, so I can't flee right now because I don't have the privilege, but let's talk about it next week and create a plan. Thank you for tuning in
strategy.
To Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. WMDX, this is Brandi Grayson.
April Pigeon.
Favorite cousin Clyde. And
producer Luke.
We'll Bye. See you guys next week.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.